Thank you, Chair. I'd like to welcome the delegation from Bangladesh. And I'd like to ask some questions around Articles 1 to 4. Can you inform the committee about steps taken to amend the Rights and Protection of Persons with Disabilities Act 2013 so that it recognises the inequality and discrimination experienced by persons affected by leprosy and those with chronic health conditions? Can the delegation provide information on whether it is implementing the principles and guidelines for the elimination of discrimination against persons affected by leprosy and their family members, which was established by resolution of the Human Rights Council? In relation to Article 5, can the delegation clarify the status of the Anti-Discrimination Bill 2022 and if persons affected by leprosy are covered? If not, how will discrimination of persons affected by leprosy be protected? In relation to Article 7, the Committee on the Rights of the Child has made repeated recommendations over several years for Bangladesh to ensure access to education for Rohingya children, especially children with disabilities, residing in refugee camps. What steps has Bangladesh taken to implement these recommendations? And finally, in relation to Article 10, the delegation explain what measures Bangladesh is taking to ensure the protection and safety of persons with disabilities in the Rohingya refugee camps, including in relation to accessibility and privacy of toilet and bathing facilities, accessible infrastructure and alternative accessible means of distribution and delivery of food and medicine. What steps have been taken to include people with disabilities in evacuation and emergency response plans, including removing the fencing of Rohingya refugee camps that have contributed to the deaths of refugees in fires that have repeatedly swept through these camps? Thank you.
Thank you.